More Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Supply chain issues, typically a rather dry topic, have been getting a lot of attention lately. That's because of a backlog at ports all over the world that's making it so much more difficult for businesses, both big and small, to stock their planned inventory. So from Halloween decorations to exercise equipment to medicine and toys for Christmas, most every sector seems to be impacted somehow. Container ships full of consumer goods are piling up at the Port of Los Angeles, as well as other commercial hubs, while industry leaders in transportation and the Biden administration are trying to unstick this backlog. So, which links in the supply chain are broken, and when will they be fixed? Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, spoke with Boise State University professor Jim Crowes about this, and Crowes teaches at the College of Business and Economics. Let's take a listen to their conversation.
Is it your sense that the backlog is worse, or is it that more people are now aware of this problem?
I think the backlog has definitely gotten worse. The underlying issue is that we're spending more than ever on imported goods. That trend has not decreased, but while all that spending has gone on, we just have not, built up the infrastructure to support the increased demand for flow through the ports. So that's why we're seeing a lot of these pictures of, 70 ships anchored off the Port of Los Angeles and estimated, 200,000 containers waiting to be unloaded.
And I think the conversation gets very interesting when you divide need to have versus want to have. Need to have, as in, personal protection equipment, automotive parts probably. Want to have, as in, patio furniture, toys, et cetera. And all of that on those ships.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. It's such a mixture of products. A lot of what's sitting there is, retail goods destined for, shelves and online stores for Christmas. September's typically when retailers start ramping up their Christmas supply chains, and there's going to be some delays in getting those goods to where they can actually get to customers in time for Christmas.
And there is, I think, when you get a lot of people's attention, when you start talking about that particular item, that particular toy, and whether it will be under the tree by December 24th.
For sure. It's hard to say if things are going to get straightened out by then. There's just so many bottlenecks happening throughout the supply chain industry at one time that as soon as we fix one problem, the next problem comes up.
What other real world examples have you seen or heard of?
So one that was really interesting this weekend, I was talking to Will Wetmore, who's the owner of Veer One Project out in Caldwell. And I was asking him how, his supply chain issues, if he's having any, and he said he can't get bottles. And it's a commodity that they've never thought about before. They could always order them and get them within a couple of days. And now they're ordering out for January because there's so much uncertainty in supply. So simple things like that, that we just take for granted, we're finding we can't find. Things like bike parts. I went to a bike shop to find something that was always on bike shelves, and they told me it'd be January before I could get it in. So there's lots of things that you don't think about that you just assume are going to be there that we're finding shortages for.
So the Biden White House got involved in this recently, and there is some political risk with that, which is to say taking ownership of a problem that won't be solved anytime soon. CNN quoted the director of media relations at the Port of Los Angeles, which is North America's biggest container port. And he said, currently, there are no cargo owners who are looking to use that 3 a.m. to 8 a.m. window that the Biden White House is pushing for. They'd like a 24-hour operation. But if you don't have the workers, that's just a wish. That's a bit of a pipe dream.
I think the 24/7 operations is a step in the right direction, but with supply chain management, as soon as you fix one bottleneck, the next one pops up. And the next bottleneck is there aren't enough truck drivers. We have had a shortage of truck drivers in the US for a dozen years, and they just can't recruit enough people to come drive trucks. So now that we reduce the bottleneck in ports, that next bottleneck of finding truck drivers is really going to be tough to solve.
And then, of course, we have our warehouses. We're seeing a growing number of strikes across the U.S. To be clear, this is much, much bigger than container ports.
Correct. The ports are just one piece in the whole supply chain. And, we call it a supply chain because if any link breaks, the whole thing falls apart. So, it's really important to manage all the operations at one time and take that holistic view, but just there's so much turmoil in each of the different transportation areas of supply chain right now that it's becoming impossible to predict how it's going to work out.
So I have heard, and I'm guessing you have too, of some projections, not predictions, but projections, that this might not even really begin to clear up until possibly the Lunar New Year, the first part of next year.
I would be, I think that's a pretty good projection. You can't fix this quickly. You know, even if they could find people who wanted to be truck drivers, the training takes a while, and then you have to get them into the operations. So it's not an overnight fix. It's going to take a while. And again, it's because the underlying cause is we're spending so much more money, we just weren't prepared for it. You know, the shift in spending due to COVID has just created this incredible demand for, you know, tangible retail goods instead of people spending money on restaurants or travel. So we just weren't prepared for the shift in the economy that happened.
This must be a fascinating semester for you and your students. I would love to be in your classroom and the conversations that you're having with students. My guests are being inspired by what's on the front page of the paper on any given morning.
It's really fascinating. And it's great that supply chain is finally getting some visibility. Our students are, you know, pretty sought after. You know, somebody told me you can throw a rock and hit a supply chain job right now. So, and here at BSU, we're a small major, but we put, you know, our students in really good, you know, positions to go out and find great careers when they graduate. But yeah, we're talking about every week what's new, what's going on. So there's a lot of material this semester that we can relate to what they're seeing with their own eyes.
You can almost at a certain point just nudge the textbook to the side and basically just engage on the past 24 hours.
You're absolutely right. You know, every week we could just sit and talk for, you know, hours on what's going on and not really even have to fall back on what we traditionally taught. But it has, you know, caused us to reassess, at least in my class, how I teach risk management, because it's definitely become more important than, or more visible than it was in the past. So we've spent a little more time on that than I did in the past, so that they're considering what risks can happen to a supply chain, since we're seeing them firsthand now.
And that was Boise State professor Jim Crowes talking with our George Prentice. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.